Welcome back to Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio Interviews. This is just going so great, and because of that, all the famous people are coming in to do interviews. It's like we're friends or something, and all of the stars want to be a part. So on that note, we've got Tom Nichol, who is one of the great group that's put together the pub at Lake Cuyamaca, and it is now open and exciting.
We are finally open, yeah, so... I'm one of the three partners. It's my partners Tyson and Christina Blake, Tyson's my partner down at O'Brien's in San Diego, and then he and Christina with their partner Humberto own West Coast Smoke and Tap House, and brought together, taken over the restaurant space at the lake, rebranded it the pub at Lake Cuyamaca. You know, it's funny, you know, everybody has a different definition of what pub is, and to us a public house is just a very welcoming, inviting, family friendly space where you can enjoy food and beverage, and that's certainly what we're trying to create down there.
That's awesome. And it's funny you say that, because I was talking to my mom about the pub, because we had dinner there last week, and she's like, so they got a liquor license? No, mom. You know, so yeah. Like you said, it's just a different idea. But to talk about the location, it's a long-loved location. And I dined at that place before I even moved to Julian. So you're talking 23, 24, 25 years ago when it was the Austrian restaurant.
Right. And then Franz.
Franz, exactly. And then it moved on and had another beloved owner. So this is a total redo and super exciting. And the food's great. We ate there. We ate there Friday night. I told you that my husband pushed away his meal and just went, that was amazing, like that when his plate was empty. So congratulations on that. Talk about a little bit of what you did to change the location, the aesthetics of it.
Yeah, so initially we were thinking that we're going to do a quick cosmetic overhaul, and we got in there and realized that the building, you know, it's just needed kind of a complete revamp. So it's really a top-to-bottom remodel in terms of like redoing floors, redoing electrical, redoing the lighting, you know, repainting, adding a lot of natural wood touches. We got our custom-made tables with the local cedar cut from Vulcan Mountain by Don Madison. He did our bar tops as well. You know, sequoia trim around some of the door entries. Trying to use a lot of live-edge cedar shelving both throughout the store and in the back service area. Just to kind of give the whole thing a very warm, inviting feel. Mm-hmm. We wanted to open it up so that that front entry space didn't seem so claustrophobic.
Right, with the side wall.
Yeah,
half wall.
And so instead of fixed booths, everything's, you know, individual tables, so we can put things together for large groups. And like I said, just kind of create a single space for the entire restaurant. So there's no separation, no separateness. It's just kind of one open space, obviously with the main focus, you know, out those big windows looking at the lake.
At the lake, yeah.
And then, you know, that main deck and the park district, which owns the building, before we'd even taken over, had completely redone the deck in Trex decking and then added an entire new deck on the south side of the building that has a hard cover. And so we've got, we're going to have additional seating out there once we're fully done with the remodel. And
winter,
yeah. So we're not really worried about outside seating at this point.
Right.
But, you know, that's going to be a great space for us to have live music, host beer dinners, wine dinners, chefs tasting menus, all kinds of special events.
That's so cool.
On that part of the patio, and we'll get outdoor heaters out there and screen shades so that we can keep it warm even during the winter. But, yeah, it's anybody who hasn't been there in the last couple months, it looks like an entirely new restaurant.
Yeah.
It feels like an entirely new restaurant, which is, you know, exactly what we wanted. We wanted it, both it and us, to have a completely fresh start.
Sure, yeah. And it's your space.
Our space, yeah. And it's the Lake District, the Park District has been so supportive of what we've been doing in terms of, you know, helping out and helping us with labor and, you know, finding people to, you know, help source flooring and help source the heaters and the screens and, you know, just really involved in the entire project, because, you know, they really want to make the lake a destination. And as you mentioned, I mean, that restaurant's so iconic, and there's so many people that drive by, and Butch Paddock, who's in charge of the park district there, you know, he just watches the cars go by, and he wants people to stop there at the lake, and, you know, so not that they're just coming to Julian, but they're coming just as much to the lake.
Sure.
And Julian.
Sure.
And obviously, we're the only business on the lake, so we can't replace what Julian is. But the beautiful thing is, I mean, between the hiking trails, the bird watching, mm-hmm. you know, the boating, the fishing, you know, the number of outdoor opportunities, it's the very thing that, you know, people want to come to Julian for in terms of being outdoors, yeah. being in the fresh
and
air.
And more so now.
Yeah, yeah, experiencing the mountains, and it's just such a unique location within San Diego County because there's not really a lot of lakefront dining anywhere.
Right, absolutely.
So it,
for those that are interested who haven't seen what the lake offers, there are some YouTube videos that we as Visit Julian have produced. One of them's on the homepage of our website, and then the other's on our YouTube channel. And we do a whole walkthrough of the Fletcher Island
and
a picnic out there. And so if you're looking for a visual while you're listening, we're also, just so you know, Tom, this listeners can watch a slideshow. So we'll upload photos of your location. And since we're talking about it, I'll upload photos of the lake, the boats and the island. And
bald eagles.
Exactly. Yeah, I've got somewhere in the archives photos of the bald eagles. So that way it give people a visual of what to expect when they're out there and what they can enjoy and what they're missing when they're just driving by on their way to Julian. For the longtime lovers of that location, as one myself, it's a pleasant and wonderful surprise. You still feel, for me, I still feel like I'm at the Lake Cuyamaca restaurant, which is not seeing, looking around, but right. that feeling, that home feeling as someone who's been going to that restaurant for so long. I didn't feel like, boy, they really changed. I still felt that warm, great feeling of being at a place that I love. So
and the one thing we really didn't touch much was that back wall.
Exactly.
All we did was change out the little light sconces to give it more of a boathouse feel.
Sure.
And so when you walk in and you're presented with that, you know, cedar-lined wall and those big windows looking at the lake, like I said, that iconic view, that iconic
exactly.
wall is exactly the same. And, you know, all we've done is brought some fresh color and new look to the bar and restaurant area.
That's exactly what it
without,
is.
Without, you know, interrupting what was, so that it's a blend of what was and what is mm-hmm. to make it feel both new and nostalgic.
Yeah, familiar.
At the same
yeah,
time. And
yeah.
it's been so great because, you know, we have people who've been stopping by, you know, longtime San Diegans, and you know, even before Franz was there, and like, we've been coming to the lake since the 40s. We've been mm-hmm. coming to the lake since the 50s. Like, you know, my grandfather used to take me to the Walkakush Scout Camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to hike up here. We used to fish up here, and just, you know, being able to hear the stories and how much the lake means to people.
Right.
You know, it really emphasizes the fact that, you know, as with any great thing that belongs to all of us, we're really just stewards of the space,
right?
And we're just trying to be a conduit for people to enjoy the lake, enjoy the view, enjoy being out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a woman just come in yesterday, and you know, she lived down in San Diego, just up there, and just like, I just love coming up here. It's so relaxing. It's so nice just to be at the lake.
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, it's one of the reasons why, you know, people just call it the lake.
The lake.
It's not Lake Cuyamaca. Mm-hmm. We thought, well, whatever we call it, if we have pub in the name, people are just going to call it the pub.
Right.
You know, like a nickel beer company, they just call it the nickel.
I call it nickel.
Yeah. Nickel, you know, so if we knew that people were just going to shorten the name, so
yeah.
we're like, you know, I just said, why don't we just call it the pub at Lake Cuyamaca? Yeah. Because that's, people are going to drop the Lake Cuyamaca part, they're just going to call it the pub at the lake, or just the
yeah.
pub,
yeah.
or the lake pub. And so it doesn't really matter what we call it, because everybody's going to call it something
sure.
slightly different that's just going to be a very shortened version of whatever we use.
Sure. And pub, you are the only business in this area that I know of that has pub in the name.
And that was another thing.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't want to be, you know, there's the grill, there's places with pizza,
yeah.
you know, there's, you know, Jeremy's, you know, there's, you know, a lot of businesses that just have a singular name.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
and so we just wanted something that would be a standout
mm-hmm.
and not confusing with any other business in the area and, you know, play homage to our other businesses and what we're trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say the big difference between what we do in San Diego and what we're trying to do up here is, you know, both West Coast and O'Brien's are neighborhood pubs.
Mm-hmm.
And O'Brien's neighborhood is really the working area around
mm-hmm.
it, whereas West Coast is a residential neighborhood. But this is such a destination
mm-hmm.
and such a special occasion thing. You know, people come up here to stay at the Airbnbs for anniversaries
right.
and birthdays and family reunions and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you said, nostalgic trips and fishing and
mm-hmm.
special events that we want. You know, our food, our menu, the experience to really mirror both the specialness of the location and the specialness of whatever has brought people there.
Right.
You know, absolutely. So that, you know, we have a burger, but we're trying to, you know, we're using Wagyu beef. And, you know, for vegetarians, we also have the Impossible Burger. You know, and we're doing the dinner menu where we're kind of stepping things up a little bit. You know, smoked trout, duck, braised pork belly, the tri-tip medallions, mm-hmm. which is what Mark nearly licked off his plate.
Exactly.
You know, so we're trying to do something just a little more elevated than what mm-hmm. we do in San Diego, because it is, again, like I said, such a special location and means so much to so many right. people that we want the dining experience to be equally as memorable as the lake experience.
Sure. That's so great that you guys have thought of all that. It's just, I don't know, it just really shows a lot of care and thought going into providing something for the people who come here to visit and, like you said, have experiences. Talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, elaborating on the menu.
Yeah, so right now we're doing dinner Friday and Saturday nights, a limited breakfast menu Saturday and Sunday morning, and then our main lunch menu features appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and burgers. And, you know, one of the things that we wanted to incorporate were things kind of in the area. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have a turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a trout dip.
So you're eating a turkey sandwich with the possibility of a turkey trotting by at the moment? That's just horrible, Tom. It's horrible.
And then, you know, beyond that, we wanted to bring up some things that we do well from the other places. Smoked tri-tip, which is something, you know, we do down at West Coast. And then we've got a pork belly sandwich, which is something we're well known for down at O'Brien's. So we did try to incorporate things in a slightly different context of how we use them.
But it's also good to stick with what you do well.
Yeah.
What you talked about before, the experience and the different destination. But if you came in and you started doing stuff that you're not great at, then you run that risk of one bad order. And so, no, I think it's commendable to do what you're good at. Yeah. So, good choice.
And again, you're trying to do things a little different. So, like, our wings up here, we smoke them ourselves, and we're doing the full double-jointed wing. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's both the wing and the drumstick attached. You get the whole piece. We're trying to do a lot of things on the smoker in addition to, you know, doing things on the grill and the flat top. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the salads, just trying to bring some fresh seasonal flavors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do expect that you know, not the whole menu, but there'll probably be, you know, maybe about a quarter of the menu mm-hmm. that will probably switch with the season.
Sure.
You know, because in San Diego, you don't, you know, I grew up in San Diego, and until I went to college in Connecticut, like, I didn't understand seasons. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand that spring really is a rebirth, because you've been suffering through winter. And, you know, to me, winter was a time when, you know, maybe you put shoes on instead of flip-flops.
Yeah.
Maybe you needed a jacket at night in addition to your t-shirt. And
but still wearing shorts.
Still wearing shorts, always.
Absolutely.
Even in college. Like, I mean, I was at an alumni function and had a kid who was current at Yale and came in, and he's like, we're talking, I think it was for a Yale-Harvard game showing, and he's like, you know, we're talking, and it's like, he was talking about, you know, some kid in shorts in the winter all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I did that too. And he's like, oh my God, are you Tom Nichol?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm famous.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I always joke about that. I have two types of shoes. I'm either wearing flip flops or these little Ugg boots.
Yeah,
that's what I do, one or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to honor that seasonally. So, you know, have some things now that'll probably be a little different in the spring and certainly in the summertime, mm-hmm. you know, when we're just booming with fresh vegetables,
right.
local farms up here. You know, we want to do things like on the dinner menu, we have a stuffed winter squash, mm-hmm. kombucha squash right now. So, you know, that will probably change seasonally
sure.
as the vegetables change. So, that's going to be fun to kind of incorporate some things. And certainly, you know, it's Julian. I'm sure you're going to find something, you know, with apples on the menu come the fall.
There you go.
You know,
yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a really, really amazing executive chef, Colin Murray, who's worked at, like, Brooklyn Girl, Cowboy Star, a lot of well-known San Diego restaurants.
Great.
And just, you know, it's nice when all the pieces fall into the right place at the right time. And he had just recently moved back to San Diego, unsure of what his next move was.
Wow, perfect.
He's good friends with my partner, Tyson Blake. We brought him up there, showed him the project, and, you know, he was just all in right from the beginning. And there's going to be a lot of cool things that will develop as we move forward, and especially, like you said, move into the summer seasons, mm-hmm. you know, right now, it gets dark at 6. The place is going to change dramatically as we get past the time change.
Right.
You can actually see the lake past mm-hmm. 7 o'clock, and, you know, the deck gets warm, and we can add live music. And, you know, and not a lot of people, even in Julian, I think, know that the Park District took over the old volunteer fire station mm-hmm. there and turned it into an event space. Mm-hmm. So they have a 80-person indoor seated capacity event space that's also right on the lake with mm-hmm. a beautiful deck.
Over, a stone's throw from your location.
Stone's throw, you know, that we're looking to do catering at, you know, mm-hmm. so in terms of meetings and, you know, if car clubs want to come up or weddings, rehearsal dinners, whatever. You know, so that there's going to be a lot of potential for us to do special events, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a large birthday party, large family reunion, you know, anything. And we've got the Quiet Mind Retreat Hotel right there. We've already been doing a lot of work with them and their clients, especially serving up vegetarian dishes, mm-hmm. which is definitely something, you know, we'll have a good focus on mm-hmm. our menu. So, like, we always have a smoked yam sandwich. We have the Impossible Burgers. And then we've also got, you know, like I said, great salads, mm-hmm. and then the squash dish on the dinner mm-hmm. menu, and we're working on like a vegetarian version of our turkey sandwich, so gonna have some
turkeys.
Good things.
I did see on your social media, if you could elaborate on it, and I apologize if it was and won't be, but during the time the restaurant was closed, you had some soup, pea soup or something available at the store, right?
Yeah, so right now the restaurant's open Thursday through Monday. And we're closed Tuesday, Wednesday, but we have a general store that's attached to the restaurant that was there when we took over, and we've redecorated it, but still kind of with an aim towards essential supplies for people who live right in the area, because there's really nothing within 15 minutes. And then, you know, also the campers, Airbnbers there, mm-hmm. You know, so we have, you know, things that you could easily cook at a campsite, you know, some basic necessities that you might need for an Airbnb mm-hmm. stay. And then, you know, obviously we all have a beer background, so
right.
it's a very excellent bottle shop for bottled beer, and we have a nice wine selection, and then obviously our pub merchandise. And when the restaurant side is closed, which hopefully will be open 7 days a week by the time mid-February comes around, but we're just serving our beer chili, for which there's also a vegetarian option, and then our split pea soup, which features our house double smoked ham.
So they can pick up right now some warm stuff to eat.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll do soup. And split pea soup is a classic example of something that will change seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you know, wintertime, it's cold, and it's a perfect, just hearty, warming,
comfort.
Stick to your lungs
mm-hmm.
and ribs kind of soup.
Yeah.
But that probably won't be the case in the summertime. Split
right.
pea soup will probably sound a little heavy.
Right. Let's get some gazpacho going.
Yeah,
why not?
Something that's nice
something
and brothy
right.
and light.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so that's a classic example. And we'll be doing the same thing with our beers as well. So, like, right now we're carrying the apple pie ale from Nickel Beer as one of our seasonal choices mm-hmm. just in the end of winter, because we kind of missed fall not being fully open. But,
yeah.
you know... St. Patrick's Day coming up, we'll switch that out to our Irish Red.
Sure.
Cinco de Mayo coming up, we'll be carrying our Jalapeno Gold, which is kind of a cult favorite. During the summertime, we're going to have a wheat beer. So mm-hmm. we'll have a couple of basic beers all the times. So our Lake Cuyamaca Lager, the Take a Hike, which is a pale ale, the Cheat Sheet IPA, and then the Stonewall Stout.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll rotate in some other beers from Nickel as well. And we'll have about a half a dozen guest taps. Including beers from McElhaney Brewing,
mm-hmm.
which is down in Alpine,
mm-hmm.
and Russian River Brewing, mm-hmm. which is very well known and very well regarded. And what is a little known fact is the husband and wife that own Russian River, the wife, Natalie, is a Julian High School graduate.
Holy moly.
Yeah, she showed up in my brewery one day, and she's like, I'm like, oh my God, Natalie, what the heck are you doing here? She's like, oh, I'm here for my high school reunion. I'm thinking, what high school? And she's like, this one.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
It's such it's such an elite crowd who graduated from Julian High School.
Yeah, I never knew that. I knew that she'd worked for McGinney Winery. Mm. That was actually her first job. And then Vinny's family owned Chalerzo Winery out in Temecula.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that's where he opened Blind Pig Brewing. And he and Natalie met when she was working for the Hart Winery. Up in Temecula, and the Harts now own Vulcan Mountain Winery.
See?
So it's all very,
small world.
Very interconnected, yeah.
So it's great you answered the question that was in my mind to ask next about what kind of guest beers and stuff that you have. You know what? I don't want to be remiss. Let's talk about wine. because there are people who, like my mom, okay, yeah. So you want to take your mom out to dinner, she knows it's a beer place, like, yeah. I'm not expecting that you have a giant variety, but for people who are not beer drinkers, who come with us, who are, what do you have for them?
No, we actually, I think our beer selection and wine selection is just about equal. So we've got a couple of house wines, you know, just standard stuff in terms of Sauvignon or Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and then we've got a Sauvignon Blanc. We use a Chilean winery, La Playa, which actually makes extraordinarily high quality wines, but because Chile doesn't have the recognition of, say, a Paso Robles, a Napa, Sonoma, the wines are a great value. But at a very high quality and largely in the French style.
It's
or
so funny
style.
You say that because Chilean wine is my favorite. I'm not a huge wine person, and we went to a wedding and had it, and we fell in love with it. I got a whole case of it because we just loved it. It was great, and from Chile.
Great stuff. So you said Italian and French varietals and very what I would consider traditional European methods of winemaking. Then we also have a lot of local wines. So we carry Mangini, Vulcan Mountain, and Blue Door. So that's great. We've got all three of those for sale in the store with an option to get them in the restaurant as well. And then, you know, just a flushed out selection of other wineries and sparkling wine.
So basically the bottom line is for us beer drinkers who drag the non-beer drinkers with us out to dinner,
there's options.
And we can tell them you're great.
And we've got cider, obviously. Again, it's Julian. You've got to have that. Yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of options, and you know, certainly my partner Christina, she's she loves beer, but she's definitely a wine drinker. So you know, we've got to have got to please everybody.
That's it, that's good to know though, because I know just as a person who has friends whose wives aren't beer drinkers or what have you, and so it's nice to know. Let's go here. There's definitely something for you.
No, and again, you know. Our idea of what a pub is, it's a welcoming, inviting space that's welcoming to everybody. It's not just like, oh, you don't like beer, great, you know, then this isn't your place.
Right.
It's like, no, you don't like beer, great, let's
that's
get
what
you
I
a
wanted.
Cider,
exactly.
Let's get you a wine, let's get you, you know, let's get you what you want. So it, it very much, you know, like I said, we have a food style that we're going after, but we're definitely trying to hit some good niches in terms of, like, we want to appeal to beer drinkers, we want to appeal to wine drinkers, we want to be vegetarian friendly, so there's, you know, aspects of what we're doing where we are trying to make sure that we're not excluding people by any means.
Yeah, awesome. Because
everybody... And we have a kids menu too. So, you know, I mean, there's, you know, simple stuff on that, you know, hot dogs and other things that are just, you know, if you got a couple of little ones to feed and they don't want a burger or sandwich, great, no problem.
Bring the picky eater.
Yeah.
All right, so as we wind this up, I'll let you know and the listeners as well. There'll be links to your social media, your web, all that kind of stuff in the show description. So anybody who wants to find out more can certainly do so, follow you. I know you've been uploading your menu on a regular basis to social media so people can see what's available. I knew what I was going to eat before I even got there, so that's nice. And there are some people who really want to look at the menu. The other thing I want to talk about is something you and I talked about off recording is the parking situation. So there is free parking. There is parking available. And from my view, I say it is you just kind of have to go into the entrance to the side of the restaurant and go behind the restaurant and then park over in that lot and then walk up. And there's that parking is free. Keep your receipt and you don't have to pay to the park district.
Yeah, and this is, again, just a classic example of the park district being absolutely as accommodating as possible. Both the board members, Butch Paddock, and all of the Lake employees who have just been so gracious and so helpful and so supportive. So we have the set parking right in front of the restaurant that everybody can see. And then there's kind of set 15-minute parking for the bait shop, which is a totally different building. And they handle, you know, anything fishing-related, anything reservation-related for the campgrounds and cabins and everything else. And so then there's the kind of main entrance to the park. And the way they've set that up, there's big signs that say, stop, $10 access fee, go back, sit down, don't come here. And it's a little intimidating, but we're going to put up some signage. We just haven't figured out the right verbiage yet, but we're working on the lake with this about how to indicate that, you know, this is also restaurant parking.
Right.
And basically when you come to that entrance, If you turned right, that would be the parking lot to experience the lake. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming to the lake, they do have a $10 fee. The mm-hmm. park district is 100% self-supported. Right. They don't get any money from any government agency. Right. So 100% of the money that they make from the fishing, the parking, the camping, that's what sustains everything that they do.
Yeah.
And so, but then if you tell them that you're going to the restaurant, then you just turn left. And that west parking lot where the boat launch is, they're letting us use, and then you just show a copy of your receipt on the way out, and that's great, but now they've taken it a step further, and they're completely redoing what was an out-of-use set of stairs that had kind of rotted out,
right.
pouring concrete, uh-huh. so they'll be all-weather, putting in new handrails, a new gate, so that there's going to be very easy access from the lower parking lot, straight up this set of stairs, straight up a ramp into the front of the restaurant, and then we have handicap parking for the restaurant that will be always be up top,
right.
with the ramp coming up the side to the front.
Perfect.
So
I was going to ask about that staircase. I could see it in my head. So it's nice to know that you don't have to walk all the way around the restaurant
not at
to
all.
Get to
it. So you drive around the restaurant, but then you'll just walk straight up this new set of stairs, and that concrete's being poured this week.
That's fantastic.
So it'll be cured, and maybe not for this weekend, but certainly by next weekend, that will be 100% in use.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So like I said, they've been really, really good.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a place that lots of people are going to want to come, and I want to come more than once, and we're super excited for you, and congratulations. And congratulations to your partners, and just job well done. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really great. We're just excited to be operational, you know, and up and running, and have people enjoy it. And as my partner Tyson says, it's just good to hear people being happy in the pub.
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of pub din of, you know, the clinking of glasses and silverware and plates and,
laughter,
you know, the talking,
and
exactly, the laughter and enjoyment, and knowing that, you know, this is why we were here, this is what was our vision, this is why we did the remodel, this is why we wanted to be here, to create these moments for everybody that's here.
That's so cool. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.